everybody for showing up, coming to the early talk here. So as you said, my talk today is going to be a little bit about some of the research I was involved in for my master's project under the guidance of Dr. Joe Vargas and Tom Nicolai at Michigan State. And it involves the effects of lightweight rolling on dollar spot and creeping bent grass putting greens. So it's long been known the benefits of rolling, and particularly with regard to surface uniformity and putting green speed. But there was a study that was initiated at MSU in the mid-90s by Tom Nicolai that found that rolling three times per week actually decreased the incidence of dollar spot. And this naturally raised the question, why is frequent rolling decreasing dollar spot? Or more importantly, how? And this question had been hypothesized, and people, these theories were developed over time, and you, if you scan through the literature, you can find some more pertinent theories than others, but these are just a few of them. So when we set out to do this study, we wanted to develop the treatments around, looking into specific hypotheses. We wanted to address some of these particularly. So naturally, we had a control that was not rolled. We implemented a rolling once in the AM and another treatment. Rolling once in the AM and a rolling once in the PM. And by implementing these treatments 5 days per week, obviously replicated, we were able to address these first three hypotheses that were probably the most common ones found in the literature as to why or how rolling is decreasing dollar spot incidence. So you have an AM treatment rolled every day and a PM treatment rolled every day. And basically you have a rolling treatment that's in the presence of dew incutation fluid and one that's in the absence of it. So next, we wanted to look at whether or not there were these cumulative effects of rolling on dollar spot incidence. And with that, we implemented a rolling twice in the AM treatment. And this stems from the observations in previous studies that had found that in latter years of a study that was carried on involving rolling, the effects on dollar spot were actually more pronounced in latter years. So for instance, here in 95, you see some separation but no significance, and then the very next year you have pretty good statistical separation from the roll to the control here in the yellow. And every year prior or after that, you have statistical significance on every date that these measurements were taken. So by implementing a two times roll treatment, we want to see if we could expedite this disease suppression. So just some brief materials and methods we had. It was a USGA greens mix soil base here. It was top dressed bi-weekly. We tried to manage it as closely as a common putting green in Michigan would be managed. It was a mixed stand of creeping bent grass and annual bluegrass, probably about 80% creeping bent grass, 20% annual bluegrass. The roller we used throughout the duration of the study was the TruTurf R5211T pictured there. And it was hand mowed 6 days per week. And an interesting aspect or an important aspect of this study is that we didn't use any fungicides through the duration of the study. So any disease suppression that we had was solely due to the treatments that we implemented, the rolling treatments. So back to this first hypothesis, which tends to be probably the most accepted, yet it has never really been proven as to how rolling is decreasing dollar spot particularly. And it's thought that rolling, which is typically done in the morning, in past studies that's when it was done, immediately after mowing, and on golf courses that's usually the case as well. It's thought to be removing the excess dew or gutation fluid that's condensed on the plant, on this canopy where the pathogen is feeding. And you know, while we do know that leaf wetness duration plays a major role in disease incidence, especially with diseases like brown patch, we wanted to know whether or not this is the sole reason that rolling is suppressing dollar spot. So we get into some data here, and as you can see, the first year of the study, we had decent disease pressure, not all that great, but an interesting aspect of what we found in this first year was that the PM rolling treatment, after the turf had naturally dried and the dew incutation had naturally dissipated, still was actually, it was significantly lower in disease incidence than the control. And then we found that the two times treatment was actually significantly better than all other treatments. So then in 2009, we had a much better disease pressure. So our means separated even greater. And again, we have both of the one-time treatments nearly identical for seasonal means and dollar spot. And again, the two-times treatment being that much better than the rest. So then in 2010, even more disease. We had a whale of a year for disease this year, dollar spot particularly. And again, you see both of the one-times treatment separating from the control, and then the two-times treatment being slightly better than the rest. And so you can show it graphically, but the picture kind of explains itself. This picture, I have some really good images, but you know, in 12 minutes it's hard to describe, but this picture kind of tells the story. You have to the left here was an area that was being treated all summer with fungicide, and this is the beginning of our study here, our block. And you can see the controls just riddled with disease, and in the right corner here you have the twice rolled treatment with pretty adequate disease suppression, but just from rolling, it almost looks as though a fungicide was applied, but there was not. And then you have the one time in the PM treatment, which was, you know, one of the main treatments we were looking at. Still, you know, while there's disease there, it's significantly less than the controller. So this brings to the next theory, which was hypothesized by Dr. Tom Nicolai, who initiated the early rolling studies, that maybe rolling is increasing soil moisture holding capacity in this upper root zone, you know, not necessarily deep down in the soil profile, but in this upper root zone. So we set out, we looked at this by taking TDR readings of volumetric water content in the upper inch and a half of the root zone periodically throughout the growing season of each year. And we also wanted to address if there were any microbial differences or microbial dynamics that were being altered by rolling as well. And so we prepped samples and sent them to Dr. Terry Balser's lab at the University of Wisconsin for this PLFA analysis. And so first we see, these are seasonal volumetric water contents, I mean, and again, it's in the upper, about inch and a half or 3.8 centimeters. And you can see that in 2008, we have actually significantly higher volumetric water content in the two times rolled treatment here in the black compared to the control, where you have the one-time treatments slightly higher, but not significantly. In 2009, we actually had the same. And then in 2010, we actually had statistical separation of all the rolling treatments compared to the control. And so that kind of leads into this hypothesis that maybe rolling could be ultimately having an effect on dollar spot incidence by, or Ringstreamia fucosum, Sclerotinia homeocarpa, whatever you want to call this pathogen, the populations by promoting microbial mediated inhibition or competition for that matter. So this is just a slide that kind of depicts some of the, in the literature that I came across, just in turf grass systems of these bacterial organisms that contain potential for biological control. And they've either been used commercially or they've been found in a lab setting to contain either antagonistic or inhibitory effects on common turf grass pathogens, including dollar spot or Ringstreamia fucosum. So for the microbial analysis, we took cores, multiple cores from each plot and homogenized them, and we sent them away again to the University of Wisconsin for this PLFA analysis. And what PLFA analysis does is it basically extracts these fatty acids from the soil samples and detects them via gas chromatography. And these PLFAs are constituents of all living cellular organisms. And basically you have, in a lot of cases, different taxonomic groups contain either shared or exclusive PLFAs. So you can kind of, by measuring the relative abundance of certain PLFAs, you can get a very general fingerprint of what's going on. So here, just an example, we get a raw data set. We have maybe over 100 different PLFAs that were detected, and we have the relative abundance in each sample. And then we have to scout the data and look for, you know, are there any significant differences among treatments at all? And when we did that, we found about 10 to 12 of all the PLFAs, were only 10 to 12 that were actually significantly different among treatments. And when you look at it graphically, we had to do some more scouting, and we find that every single significant difference among in PLFA relative abundance among treatments was actually between a rolled treatment and a control, with the control always being lower than one of the rolled treatments. And this was kind of interesting. And I mean, when you're looking at individual PLFAs, it really doesn't tell you much, but it was an interesting thing. We decided to look further into it. And in the literature, rather than comparing individual PLFAs, they use these groups of PLFAs to kind of look at. They use biomarkers, and you can group them into gram-positive or gram-negative bacteria or total bacteria and fungi. So this is more representative of what's going on rather than individual PLFAs. So when you group them together, we find this. And while there were only two significant differences, and it was in the one-time AM treatment versus the control, we see this kind of trend with lower bacterial relative abundance, especially in this total bacteria, the blue bar here. It seems as though there's lower bacterial abundance in the upper root zone of the control plot. And kind of piecing the puzzle together here, you know, higher volumetric water contents, which we've seen that it could be creating a more suitable environment for bacteria. And as you may know, most bacteria, soil bacteria, and turf systems are beneficial. And with higher volumetric water contents, we can see all of these different biological processes that bacteria use require adequate amounts of water. So we can see that rolling resulted in an increase in percent volumetric water content in the upper root zone compared to the control, especially in the twice rolled treatment. And these PLFA grouping indicate this trend. We can't obviously say that we did it once and it was interesting, but it indicates this trend towards higher bacterial abundance in roll plots. And it suggests that there may be potential biological differences in these rolled plots, again, in this very upper root zone layer. So higher bacterial proportions in the rolled soil may be contributing to lower disease incidence by promoting more competition with the pathogen that's dwelling in this layer, by possibly promoting more beneficial organisms like PGPRs, and ultimately leading to less disease susceptibility. So obviously, further investigations of long-term rolling effects on soil microbial activity must be done. This was a very preliminary initial study that we used this technique that we kind of thought was sufficient to look into what we were interested in, at least in the scope of this research, and it shows some promising results here. And so final results and conclusions, we found that AM and PM rolling resulted in significant dollar spot reductions. And this suggests that doing guttate removal, the kind of accepted theory, it may not be the underlying factor in dollar spot reduction. We found that rolling twice a day consistently resulted in lower seasonal dollar spot incidence than all other treatments, which kind of solidified this cumulative effects that we were seeing in years and years of the study. And then we found that increases in volumetric water content in the upper root zone were shown in rolled plots. And this, again, suggests that potential ecological or biological effects could be playing into this disease suppression. And so with that, I'd like to give acknowledgments to the Michigan Turf Foundation, who funded most of this research, obviously the Michigan State University Extension and MSU, or the Michigan Agriculture Experiment Station, and then, of course, the MSU Turf Program and everyone who was affiliated with the research and helped me out. So with that, I'd like to entertain some questions.
Do you think you get the same effect on dogs and also bacteria with supplemental irrigation?
It's been shown, and the question was, do you think that you get the same effect or similar effects with supplemental irrigation? And it's been found in previous research, which was done probably 50 years ago, that drier soils tend to mediate more dollar spot incidence. They're actually more conducive to dollar spot incidence. So obviously, one of the cultural recommendations for dollar spot control is adequate irrigation. So I would venture to say that, yes, supplemental irrigation in some instances can have effects on dollar spot.
this is back to you remove is one of the factors. Why did you include other measures of dew removal other than pyrolic?
Well, with the case of this study, we set out to look solely at the practice of rolling. There's been studies in the past that have looked at different methods of dew removal, and it was thought that when I was brought on to this project, it was thought that rolling may be actually doing other things than removing the dew and gutation. And so we set out strictly to look at the practice of rolling with regard to this study. Obviously, there, you know, you answer one question, you have 100 more, and if we could keep on going with the study, we would probably look at other methods as well.
What time has your mowing done in relation to your rolling?
Okay, in the AM rolling treatments, the whole area was mowed in the morning at around 6 to 7, anywhere between 6 and 7 a.m., typical of what you'd find on a golf course. And we try to keep it consistent with putting green management. And then the morning plots were rolled immediately after mowing, and the afternoon plots were rolled after the turf canopy had naturally dried, so usually around 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's all we have time for. Any more questions, and we'll hold them until the break. Thank you, Paul.